Well, it is Monday, April 10th, and our talk around continues, and it is Make-A-Wish Monday. I love this. Once a month on a Monday, we cover Make-A-Wish Mondays, and the hope that a wish provides can be transformational, renewing energy, and providing children with critical illnesses the strength to fight. Can even have the power to help them overcome their illnesses at some times, but it doesn't stop there. With me today, Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, with me on the phone. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday as we all come back from the Easter holiday. Well, Billy, let's go back. How did Make-A-Wish come to be? Catch us up.
Yeah, absolutely. It all started with a single wish on April 29th, 1980. That launched really a global movement. It's to support children with critical illnesses through Make-A-Wish. So this little boy, Chris Gracious, a 7-year-old who had leukemia, he just wanted to be a police officer. And there were so many caring individuals who made that wish come true. They gave him his motorcycle wings. He got a whole uniform. He got to tour in the helicopter. He went to he's an honorary policeman to this day, posthumously, of course. He did pass away shortly thereafter because medicine wasn't as improved as it is today. Mm-hmm. You know, the people who made that happen said, you know what, I bet there are other children who could really use that boost, that hope, that strength to get them through their illnesses. And, you know, every day we are making wishes come true somewhere in the corner of the world. And that's really fun to be a part of a movement. We're here, small and mighty here in North Dakota, but we're, you know, all up around the world.
So, Billy, tell us here, and kind of thumbnail it if you have to, how many wishes have you granted across North Dakota?
Yeah, since 1985, a group of caring individuals inspired our chapter, and we've granted 1,000 wishes.
Wow.
For children.
That is just amazing to me, and it speaks to the phenomenal work that you do and all of the Make-A-Wish volunteers. And a lot of times people see the stories about Make-A-Wish, it focuses on the exact moment that a wish is granted or revealed and the emotions for the child in that moment, and it is so great to see. But, you know, we know that granting these wishes goes a lot further than that, true?
Yes. You know, Bill, that's one thing. For World Wish Month, kind of we're celebrating all month long, we're really trying to reveal those lesser-known impacts and reaches that a wish can have. Really, truly, there are so many people, including myself, Bill, who not only help make a wish be fulfilled, but they are also transformed themselves because of it. I mean, if you're a medical provider, a volunteer, community members, people like you, Bill, who give us a voice, give our mission a voice. We so appreciate this every month. But it helps spread goodness, right? Restores our faith in humanity and just really has a positive outcome for everyone.
Boy, and we need that now more than ever, Billy. Now,
for sure.
Remind us, you know, we hear about the impacts beyond the child. Remind us who helps in this process, because I know you cannot grant that many wishes alone. You got some help. Tell us about it.
Right. So we estimate that there are about 50 children each year who are diagnosed with a condition that could be qualified for a wish. And so if you're a medical professional listening today and you know of a child who has a cancer, a heart condition, a neurological disorder that may qualify for Make-A-Wish, please get in touch with us. If you're someone who is looking to volunteer, join those volunteers like Amy and Casey to participate in wish fulfillment down in your area. And also, if you're a community member and you just want to be a part of something bigger than yourself, there are so many ways to raise your hand and donate, attend a fundraiser. If you have some miles you want to give, join the board. It's a statewide board. There are just so many ways that people can be involved, and we want to give them an opportunity to join us.
Incredible organization, Billy. And I love this. A child makes a wish, you make the difference. So, yes, let's raise our hands for North Dakota Wish Kids today. Billy Joe, always great talking with you each and every Make-A-Wish Monday. And listen, we'll talk again next month, okay?
That sounds great, Bill. Thank you so very much.
You bet.
Happy World Wish Month.
All right. Yes, thank you, and happy World Wish Month and World Wish Day. Get that on your calendar coming up on April 29th. 924 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Birds are singing, spring is in the air, and so is Great Morning Radio.
I was just going to tell you, you also have a great station.
Bill Dablo, weekday morning, 6 till 10. On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.